Fort Lauderdale and Lancaster, Pennsylvania, back from Atlantic City, New Jersey. Welcome to the Jersey Boys Sports Talk, brought to you by The Sportscast, hosted by Mr. Byron Jones. Say hi, Byron. All right.
Hello.
Victor Orocho. If you haven't yet, please subscribe to Sportscast on all our channels, on Spotify, YouTube. We're on Facebook, on Stitcher, even on your smart speaker. Go to the podcast. Also, you can download us on Spotify. You can download us on your Apple. Hit the Jersey Boys Sports Talk. Please leave a review. It'll help us out tremendously. Today is November 2nd, 2023. Man, I can't believe this time flew, huh, Byron? This year?
Yes, it did.
These last 2 years have been challenging for me. So it's flew. We're heavy into the holiday season. It's starting to get cold out there. We have our regular guest host, John Ronenberg, my fraternity brother and resident Colorado expert. We also have joining us via phone, Mr. Eric Winters, the resident champion for the Philadelphia Eagles and the Philly fan. I'm sure his wife is somewhere around there. So how you doing, Mrs. Winters? And so we're excited for today's show to talk about it. Mr. Byron's going to head us off. We got a lot to talk about. What's happening? We got a big game happening in Germany. A boy got fired from the last Los Angeles Raiders, and let's see what's going on. So, Mr. Byron, why don't you start us off with today's show? How you doing today? Get a little chilly over there?
A little chilly. It's 35 degrees, man. It's cold right here, man. It's cold.
Now you're cold. It's cold here, too. It's like 74.
Come on. Thanks, man. Are you finished patting yourself on the back right now?
No, I got a hoodie.
Oh, you got a sweater on? Yeah. Whatever. 74. Yeah. Hoodie. 74 degrees. Okay. Whatever, man. All right, let's talk about that wonderful game last week, the Giant-Jet game, that debacle. Did you see today that our kicker, season-ending IR, because he had to have knee surgery? And just think, if we'd have got another kicker prior to the game, maybe they might have made the two, you know, to win the game.
Instead, he goes out there.
Yeah, one. And what did he do? He goes out there and just shanks the daylights out of it. So, you know, it is what it is. The Jets are the kings of MetLife Stadium. Daniel Jones will be coming back this week for the Raiders. But that was a terrible loss, man. A terrible loss. Terrible.
Byron, you know I said it early in the year.
What?
I wanted Gano out.
Why?
He missed
him 11. He got $11 million contract. He signed at the beginning of the year. He ain't going nowhere.
Now he is. Outside of the money, I wanted him out. Remember, he got the field goal blocked. That wasn't really his fault, but he missed the field goal against – he missed several – he's hitting 64% of his field goals.
He's been hurt since the beginning of the year, and instead of them putting him on IRR and signing another kicker, he tried to tough it through, and it hasn't been working because he's been a great kicker for them for a while now. You could tell something was wrong with him.
Who makes that kind of decision?
The head coach.
Okay. I like Dable because I know Eric is going to say something. I do like Dable. Okay, but that was a dumb decision. I just don't understand. When you know that you have weak offensive line, we know that we need to put up offensive points, right? You need everything possible to help your offense and your defense, particularly your offense. Being a defensive player, Byron, I think you'll agree, and I know it the most. Not the most. I know it. My experience was my sophomore year, right? We had my fraternity brother who then transferred colleges, which was terrible. John Matos was a really good kicker. Was a really good kicker, yeah. And you know, we won a game 9-6, right? And I not before anything, but I had two picks against a top rated team, okay. But we were able to put up points, okay. We won the game. Now we won the game. I got my two picks, but let me tell you, if he doesn't score those field goals, we don't win. You understand? No matter what I could have did, we don't win. So that's how valuable to me, just getting points at any given time is important when your offense doesn't really put up a lot of points.
Is that it also Yes, and it also didn't help the fact that they had a professional, professional quarterback back there, Tommy DeVito, who went in, after the other guy got hurt. That was absolute. That reminded me. All I could think of was Joe Judge, what he did. That's all I could think of when I saw him. They wouldn't let the kid attempt to throw a pass. They run. They ran Saquon 962 times, and it was bad. And why wouldn't you get if Tyrod is a starter now? This kid was a second team guy. So why isn't he not getting snaps? Why is Daniel Jones getting snaps during that week instead of this kid getting the stuff that he should have got to be ready? So at least he could attempt the pass and not have minus 9 yards passing.
Well,
Minus, how do you do that?
I want to let our guest go next, but I just want to make one comment. You know how we always say that the NFL is a copycat league, right? Okay. Wouldn't you think that, man, how do we know we don't have a Brock Purdy in this kid? Like, to your point, right? Like, why not give a shot? It's not like our season is on the line. Our season's terrible right now, right? But man, because it's a copycat league, you see this kid come in, you brought him up. Like, to your point, why don't you give him a chance to do something? He pretty much, you were just telling the Jets that already has a good defense, we're not gonna let this kid do anything. So isn't it easier to defend against an offense when you know the quarterback's not gonna do too much?
Yeah, you tee off on Saquon every play.
Exactly. John?
Yeah, I watched the game this week actually, so I got a little. Yes, I actually watched it. Yeah, I felt bad for Tyrod, and he's not one of my favorite quarterbacks of all time. But just watching him like collapse on the sideline, I was like, "Oh, this guy's done." But I agree with you guys. Tommy DeVito should have had a chance to at least try to throw the ball once or twice. You may have, because remember. Who was that guy that was in New England for a long time? Can't think of his name. He came in off the bench. He was like sixth round out of Michigan.
Brady.
That's him. Yeah, your best friend, right, Vic? But yeah, it's
Wait a second.
you
What
don't.
about Matt Castle?
Yeah, Matt Castle too. Bring the. I just don't understand how you can like not throw the kid to the wolves. I mean, what other options? He's either going to sink or swim. So
We
I
said
felt bad for the kid. Yeah. I felt bad for the kid because he wasn't allowed to throw. And yeah, so.
Eric, any feedback on that?
I don't have no feedback on that because we all hitting all the key points.
Right.
I don't think they prepared DeVito to play, if at all. And the bad part about it, I think they panicked. They actually panicked once Tyrod got hurt. And they just thought they was going to, just ride the wave of your great running back. But it didn't, a lot of that stuff didn't make any sense to me. And I'm not saying people should be fired for that reason. But if I'm the head coach, somebody gotta put their head in the guillotine, because I'm sick and tired of the foolishness. I got a staff. No one seems to know what's going on. What's really happening? Are you guys trying to get me out of here, or what's going on?
Yeah.
So I need to understand that part of it. I still believe that they could possibly be a good team, but it's just too much confusion. Like, I didn't watch the whole game. But from the part that I did see, I actually called Coach Byron and said, what's going on? Like, because this don't make no sense. So we got our own thing to worry about over here in Philly. And I wanna get to that. But that's where
We'll
I'm at
get to
with it.
that. We'll get to that one. The thing is, he should have been prepared because remember, I started last week that they signed him and they moved him up from the practice team. Remember? Because you can only have three quarterbacks. If you bring him up, you know Daniel's out, you have to prepare the kid.
Yeah.
Okay. And you said he's a Jersey boy playing at home,
Don
right?
Bosco.
From Don Bosco. Miracles can happen, man. We've seen it with Purdy. So I'm not saying that he's a Purdy. We don't even know. And he may not even get that chance now,
Right.
right? But my point with is that it's inexcusable for him, for them not to prepare that kid when you brought him up. And he's brought up under the rule of the NFL because of Brock Purdy, of too many quarterbacks getting hurt, so you could have that extra quarterback, right? Isn't that the reason? And yep. and then to your point, Byron, there is no reason why you know Gano is injured and you let him to try to keep working it out.
But he's an older kicker. You know, maybe he figured that he could work, you know, through it. But, you know, it was obvious that
But that's not up to him. It's the coach. And look, the Jets are a pretty good team. So we played them well, right? Now, obviously, we know how to play the Jets. And the Jets, you know, they're when I say they're a pretty good team, their defense has been, look, it was a what, 12 to 10, right?
Yeah, it was bad.
Okay, 12 to 10, 17 punts. It was ridiculous.
23 punts. Come on, don't shortchange it. Don't shortchange it.
So you see our defense is now starting to pick up, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. And you're also seeing that the Jets defense is doing a heck of a job. Back to my point, why I think the Jets did the right thing. Unfortunately, Rodgers gets hurt, but did the right thing. Rodgers not hurt. That team would be dangerous right now. I mean, really dangerous, because for them to still be playing at that high level defensively with that letdown of Rodgers not being around is impressive. That's a credit to the coach. Yes, sir.
We have a new Fragile. Darren Waller, the tight end for the New York Giants.
He got hurt.
Oh, wow.
His hammy. And then the crazy thing is his teammate, you know, his ex-teammate for the Raiders said that that's has been his history, that he's always, you know, that instead of like trying to work through things, he'll just go to the sidelines and not play. So Darren Waller has gotten the new title as Fragile, because they say he might be out for the next couple of weeks too because of the hamstring. He's only 6'6", 250-pound tight end, but, you know. So Darren Fragile Walter.
So we got another honorary Italian in the league.
Yes, we do, Darren Walter.
I wouldn't say that. Like, a lot of his stuff is off the field stuff in his head. So yeah. it can't be a real injury, but then, like I said, his background, if you know anything about his background, he had a tough background, so. A lot of this stuff is in his head. He might feel like he's going back to that place again. So you might want to hold off on giving him that honor just to see where his head is at.
It ain't an honor. But two things. One, it could be what Eric said. It could be what Byron said. It could also be, you know what, I'm getting paid a lot of money, and this team is just a disaster, right?
$17 million.
I'm getting paid way too much money to risk this trying to be everything. And the other thing is, Byron, it goes back to the field. For the last 4 years since we've been having this podcast, and, you know, almost every – and remember, we've had a lot of receivers. All of them have had hamstring problems.
I was looking up something yesterday because I got in an argument with somebody. From 2009 to 2020, the Jets are number 5 and the Giants are number 8 as far as losing players through injury, missing games. They're 5-8 since 2009. And the funny thing is they started playing in MetLife in 2010.
So is that the medical staff that's putting them in bad situations?
We think it's the field.
We think it's the field. Because
artificial turf,
even the players from opponents get injured on our field.
Yep.
So it's the turf.
It's just too ironic that so many receivers. First of all, the receivers are incredible athletes, right? So when you have that kind of muscles in your legs and your speed and stuff, you know, if you got to be stretched. Everything's got to be right. And if that field isn't right, it could hurt you. You know what I mean? And it's just too ironic that we've had – one time me and Byron laughed. We had like 16 receivers one time before the season started, right? And half of them were out with hamstring injuries, right?
Yeah, but the problem is, are they not stretching the way they're supposed to stretch?
Yeah, but if they're still – Byron, you got two teams playing on the same field that are 5-8, something's wrong.
Well, I don't know. It's just weird that, you know, from 2010 that the Giants, you know, and that both of them are in the top 10 as far as, you know, players missing games. That's pretty bad.
Haunted by Jimmy Hoffa. That's what it is. Haunted by Jimmy Hoffa.
The other stadium.
Oh no, they just put it. They just moved the grave with it, so it's still there.
Yeah, these characters. All right, Byron, where are we going next?
You know what's coming up now. We got Mr. Yeah. Eric right there. Let's just jump straight. The Dallas Eagle game coming up next week. Sunday. Sunday this at 4. Sunday. I think.
Yeah. 4:25.
Come on, Derek. Come on, because I know we're not gonna have anything. Mark Harillick, you know, another Fairweather fan. You know, He was beaten upside the head. I'm gonna blast it right now. He was beating us upside the head. You know, when the Cowboys. Then as soon as they lost to the Cardinals, he's been MIA. So,
the brother was missing in action. I was gonna put a POW. I haven't seen
Mark or heard of it in weeks.
I was gonna put a POW flag up. Like, where's my brother Mark and stuff? and then as soon as they smash somebody.
He popped up again.
Here I am.
I never seen him write a message that long in like 4 years. Sent memes, wrote messages. Hey, what's up, Mark? Oh, go ahead, Byron.
Go ahead, Mr. Eric. Let's talk about your Eagles. You know, what are they going to do this week?
Well, I mean, we already know. I mean, everything starts in the trenches. You know, you line up 5 for 5, you know how it go. You know, the school is stout. He really going to show off our run game this week. We got a guy back that we kind of missed. We call him, I forgot what we call him. But at the end of the day, like I said, it's all about the trenches. And if you line up all 5 guys all the way across the board on both sides, it's going to be what it's going to be. Now, on the back end, and that's where Victor's at, Victor's guys, the defensive backs. We just picked up a DB, a safety from Tennessee. We've seen a lot of moving parts last weekend, which I believe they're all fixed. You know, everything is ready to go. The wheel is greased and ready to go. And I think that we're going to have a really good game against these guys.
I'm getting ready to kick you again there, Mr. Eric. I got to kick you.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna kick you. Why is it the other day that, you know, when it kept, you know, about Jalen having a brace on and, you know, he's got the bone bruise or whatever's going on, and when they had, you know, the press conference, you know, they asked him the first time, you know, but pretty much he didn't want to say anything, and then they asked him again, and then he sort of just got up and left.
You know, well, he spoke on the injury prior to anybody even asking about it, and he basically said it didn't happen there, but he don't want to elaborate any further. So he said he opened the floor up to ask any questions about what happened. And he didn't want to, like I said, he didn't want to go too far in detail when it happened, how it happened and all of that. But he did give them an insight of, okay, this is what's going on with me. After this interview, please don't ask me no more questions because we have to focus on the whatever team that was at that time. So when he opened this up, he opened it up the week that we played I want to call them Washington Redskins, but they're not called that. They're called the Commanders. He opened it up during that week. And he said, listen, ask me whatever you want to ask me on and off the record. I'll answer them. Please just don't ask me, you know, when we're out in the media, because I don't want to keep addressing this because it's highly disrespectful to the team that we're playing and it's highly disrespectful to the game. He's a serious guy like that. So like he already answered those. He already answers those questions already. It was just one guy, just a beat writer, was kind of, you know, throwing a jab, and he knew exactly who it was. And he was like, you know what? I already answered the question. Yeah, pretty much.
I got one more kick. I got one more kick in his shin. I got to kick him in the shin. One more kick.
But make sure the shin don't stay so long. Come on.
Okay. We're gonna the Albatross, and you know your DB. Their pass defense is not really ranked that high. It's in the 20s. You know, those two old, decrepit, getting slow corners are probably the Achilles heel for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Well, that's what I was saying. I want to give some stats on the Washington game. That was a close game.
It was.
Yeah.
I mean, it could have lost. Let me just give you some numbers real quick, real fast, right? And listen, that's why I said Jalen's still not. They're even saying that they still think he's still bothered by an injury, so hopefully he can get better.
If he bothered, so I'm gonna just leave it as. If he's bothered by injuries and he put up almost 400 yards in passing, I don't know exact numbers, but he almost put up 400 yards in passing in the pocket.
311.
All right, 311 in the pocket. Then what else does he need to do?
How many yards rushing?
I think he hardly ever moved around.
Yeah, but that's where they're okay. Hold on, let me clarify.
But that's where everybody wanted him to stay at anyway, right? We don't want Jalen running around. We don't want him running offset plays and all this other stuff.
That is true, except for that
you can't win with a running quarterback. Now he's staying in the pocket and he get injured in the pocket, and now he's like, "Yo,
I got you." I'm getting out the pocket. Hold on now. I'm gonna cut it off. All right. The issue is this. Okay. Yes, he's putting up great numbers. Okay.
In the pocket.
But he does have the talent to run. So does Patrick Mahomes. So that's like saying, oh, Patrick Mahomes should stay in the pocket. Jalen, I think that, yes, I mean, I've said it all year. So this is not like I haven't said it. The Philadelphia Eagles are 5-1. Right?
Yes.
They're 5-1, and they still got better in them. They still got better talent, more play in them, right? And I've said that earlier. So all the people are saying in the sportscasters, and I see it as well, is that he's not running a little bit more than when he needs to run. Yet he's still putting up numbers in the winning. So that's all that counts. It's not a knock on it. It's just that if he gets better, that's how much more dangerous he's going to be. That's where I'm saying. That's what I understand the other sportscasters are saying. That, yes, hey, as long as he's winning and he's not getting hurt, don't take off. I think he's a smart runner. He's not like some of these other runners that just put their head down and run, right? I just think that's how much more talent, more – that's how much more capabilities the Eagles have. That's where I'm coming from. So let me just give you quick numbers. They put up 311, right? He put up 311 passes, total 415 yards, total yards. That's impressive. But they gave up 365, okay? They gave up 258 yards passing, and they had only 104 yards rushing. 100 yards is good. The other team had 107. Your yards per play were 6.2, so it's pretty explosive. First downs, you had a little less first downs. Your third down efficiency was not as good as Washington. Washington was 8-for-17. Philadelphia was 4-of-12, right? Fourth down efficiency, you know, the brotherly shove is that both of you guys were 100%, 2-for-2. The plays, sacks allowed. You guys allowed 6 sacks. But you guys got 5 sacks. So we got to be careful with him getting hurt there. And the one thing you got to work on is the penalties. You gave up 81 yards in penalties to 41 yards. So there's just some bad plays. Time of possession, Washington had the ball 5 more minutes than you guys. Well, that makes sense because you had 6.2 yards per play. So therefore, you're producing a lot faster. It was a close game. I think Philly still got more room for improvement. I mean, I think they're a good team.
Well, like I said, on the back end, as far as the DBs and all of that, they was working through a lot of stuff. I mean, we just got the guy on Monday. He ended up playing on Sunday. And it was like, all right, well, let's see what he could do. I don't know how it is as far as DBs and how you guys run your zone. It's either you running a man, a cover 2, or a cover 3, or a cover 4. For whatever reason, they couldn't figure out what the hell he was running. I don't know why. It was guys running wide open, but hopefully this week, I mean, more than hopefully this week, I believe that's all going to change. The only issue that I do have is just, like I said, a lot of people, I'm not saying a lot of people, but I'm just saying people are speaking on Jalen, but Jalen looks fine. I mean, if he step out there on the field, he's stepping out there because he can do it. Other than that, I don't have no problem with what he's doing. We're 7-1.
I don't think anybody has a problem, Eric, but you got to admit, if he does and he has the chance to even to get healthier, he's going to just be more lethal, right? So, I mean, bottom line, he's the only area is to go up. He's just got to protect him from the sacks. He had 3 sacks, right?
He holds the ball. He does hold the ball at times when he shouldn't hold the ball. Because he don't want to throw those sacks or don't want to throw those interceptions. So he'll rather take a sack at times, which, you know what, any other quarterback, we'd be like, that driver's crazy. But with him, we understand what type of guy he is. Like, so to extent, you know, he's a perfectionist. So It is what it is. I like what he's doing. We're 7-1. We're going into playing Dallas, and this long stretch of you know, these ups and downs, peaks and valleys, because this, I believe this will be the harder part of our season. And it'll give us the real test, because right after Dallas, we run right into KC. That's where the test coming up. You know, that's when the, you know,
let's get into that going. One next from my brother John.
Oh, hey, what's up, guys?
Let's get that one next. Sorry about that. The Broncos put beaten on Kansas City.
Well, let me just say this, you know, and Santiago knows I picked the Chiefs. Okay, made it very clear in a text. I picked the Chiefs. But here's the thing. I mean, you know, you talk about how sick was Mahomes. You know, did he have the flu? How much partying did Kelce do the night before? Now, yes, Taylor wasn't there, and that was sad for him. Very sad. Although I did like the fact that the Denver Stadium staff decided to play Shake It Off as the Chiefs were leaving the field. But no, I enjoyed it. I really did enjoy it. I thought, once again, you know, you see Russ. Yeah, Russ is – he is starting to feel more comfortable in that system. Okay? His stats show it. I mean,
your defense showed up too, though.
Defense showed up, yeah. Of course, we were missing Barrett Browning for a couple weeks. Jason Simmons was out for a little while. He came back. You know, Pat Surtain is who he said he is. That's why we did nothing at the trade deadline. I think, you know, we're going to win or lose with this team either way. I'm liking what I'm seeing. Of course, anytime we beat Kansas City, it takes me back to, you know, 16 previous games where we didn't. But, no, it was a good game. And, you know, I was real impressed with the Vance Joseph system. I was dogging the guy when he first got to Denver, and you guys know that. I'm still not his biggest fan. But, hey, they're starting to show results. And, you know, I'm not saying they're going to make the playoffs, but there is a slim path to the playoffs.
It's very slim.
Let's
not get that started. So
you guys are believing in your coach? That's what you're saying?
I believe in Sean Payton. I didn't believe in Vance Joseph.
Oh.
Yeah. Because remember when Vance Joseph and we were playing in Philly a couple years ago?
One second. What are your thoughts on that, Byron? You believe in the coach? You believe in Russell Wilson? Who you pick?
I believe in the coach. Sean Payton is going to get him right.
Okay. Yep, I agree.
Yes. I believe in Sean Payton. I'm not that faithful in Russell Wilson.
Hey, the stats don't lie this year. I mean, except for wins.
Dude, you won. He had 87 yards passing.
But besides that, he's got good stats this year.
Yeah,
he really does.
Besides that one game. Yeah.
But you won. He only had 87 yards passing. He has 153 rushing, which was really good. That's helped. You were 3.7 per yard. And it's really the turnovers. Your defense won that game. You guys, you know, Kansas City had 274 yards versus Broncos 240. They had 4.8 per yards. I mean, statistically, you know, even with him not being sick and so forth, you know, but you guys ran a little bit more plays, right, than they did. But you guys had 6 sacks.
Yep.
Gave up 6 sacks.
Yep.
And then, but you put on 3. Right. And penalties. But look at you gave it. You got 3 sacks. You got 3 fumbles. Right. You got 3 fumbles and you took 2 interceptions. I mean, that was a defensive win. That wasn't
win. What I'm saying is, though,
why do we treat Russell Wilson as if he never won a Super Bowl?
Thank you, Aaron.
Okay,
when did he become a bum?
I wouldn't say he was a bum, but you got to. I like Russell Wilson. I just don't know if. Let me tell you from my perspective, and Byron, you tell yours, okay? Because Byron likes Pete Carroll, so do I. Okay, Russell Wilson wanted out. He wanted Pete Carroll out, and he left there. Carroll lets him go. Geno Smith, that I forgot was in the league. Geno Smith still playing pretty good this year, right? Okay, he ends up going to Pro Bowl, gets a big contract, and they're doing pretty well. Their defense is top-notch still, right? So that helps. Russell Wilson goes to the Broncos, and he didn't look like Russell Wilson his first year. Wasn't looking good this year, right? He had his entourage the following year, right? And you know, granted, if it wasn't for that dumb play they made, they should have had two Super Bowls. But, you know, you start to question, like, you know, wait a second, dude. You left, and they just replaced you with a quarterback that's been in the league for 10 years, and everyone forgot about him. Now he was a Pro Bowl quarterback. You go to a conference. You didn't do well. You started the year this year not doing well. Sean Payton had to clean up some stuff over there. So that's the only reason where I'm questioning Russell Wilson or not. And the thing is, not a big guy either. So, you know, you start put adding those together. That's the only reason why I'm questioning him.
Yeah, but he's been playing 10 years. He hasn't grown, hadn't gotten any taller. You know, he's always been the same. But when he played with Seattle, what they went with? They went with great defense. They ran the ball.
Yeah.
But then when they got cute in the Super Bowl, you know, tried to throw that pass that they should have never thrown.
Well, who made the call for them to be cute? Like, you got to remember that.
Offensive coordinator.
The offensive coordinator, but you don't know.
That was on Pete Carroll. Like, come on. Get over that. Come on, man.
You don't know if Russell checked that off either.
Nah.
No, Marshawn Lynch himself said who made the call.
Yep, well, he sure did.
But Marshawn Lynch should have got the ball. That was the dumbest play I ever seen in my life.
Marshawn Lynch, they didn't want Marshawn Lynch to be the face of that Super Bowl win.
He called it out. Well, he wasn't.
No, he wasn't because prior to that, what he was just saying? I'm only here so I won't get fired or something like that. Super Bowl?
So anyway, we're not dogging Russell Wilson that he's a dog, but you know, he in my opinion, he has something to prove. You know, he left to another team. He has something to prove. John, you're a Bronco fan. Do you agree?
He does have something to prove. And he's, you know, you take away his stats from Sunday and look at his overall stats, he's proven something. His interceptions are down. His touchdowns are way up. His yards are way up, except for 88 yards on Sunday. So he's been trying to carry that team. Now the defense is finally starting to show up. They're getting pieces of the puzzle back, and that is going to help him. I'm not saying it's going to be a great defense this year, but they're putting in the building blocks to build for the future. Whether Russ is here for another year or maybe two, he'll have something to go off of.
Because the problem with them is that they gave up a lot to get him. They gave up a lot, and they're paying him a lot.
They gave up more for Sean Payton than they did for Russell Wilson. I mean,
Sean Payton's getting like $100 million, I heard.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
It's Walton money. They're good. They got Walmart plenty of that.
Yeah.
So, Russell Wilson's got 101 passer rating, which is really good. Right, he's got 16 TDs to 4 interceptions, which is really good.
He's not a bum.
No, but he's got 1,600 yards, which is equivalent to Tyreek Hill's
by himself.
And his completion rate's only 66%. I mean, that's okay, but his passer rating is good, right? And that's it. So you know he's having a pretty decent season. I just you know. Remember, it's also about leading the team, and your defense did a great job. So,
I think what you're going to see happen, though, is that, you know, they're going to be paying, you know, whatever salary is per year just for a game manager. So he's going to have to start picking it up if he's going to stay, you know. If he leaves next year, it's not going to be that big of a cap hit in all reality. But you gave up some pieces that, yeah, you know, Drew Lock, okay. Noah Fant, whatever. You know, the one guy, Shelby Harris, they gave up. That's the one that hurt the most. Shelby Harris was, and I guess he's not even playing now, but big, big D lineman just would swallow guys coming in the hole. So, but yeah, there is a small path. You know, you look at the games left, you have a Minnesota without Kirk Cousins, Vikings. That's their next game back. And, you know, New England, not playing the greatest. You got the greatest head coach in the West. What's his name? Byron?
Brandon Staley. Yes, I love Brandon.
Guys, don't get me started.
And then,
don't get me started.
Then you got a Raiders team that only has two players on it. So even though they beat us earlier,
they got no coach. They're paying two coaches' salaries.
Yeah.
Me and you'd be fired from the Raiders right now. We'd be sitting back getting paid. They're paying two coaches' salaries. They're about to pay a third coach.
Well, don't forget, we can't mess up with the coach they got now. It's Antonio Pierce. He was with the Giants. Come on, Al.
I'm not messing up with the coaches. I'm just saying, when they fire these coaches, they still got to pay them.
Yeah, they got to pay them. I'll sit home, too, for the next 2 or 3
they
years.
They still paying Gruden?
Yeah, they got to pay them.
Yeah. Oh my goodness!
And I think they're still paying Mike Mayock too for his other general manager.
The other guy,
Eric, I don't know if you know Bobby Bonilla. He still gets paid every year on his birthday, like $1 million something.
Oh, the baseball player, right?
Yeah. He's been.
He ain't played in 20 years.
So oh my goodness! He had a great agent.
$3 million. I think Alex Rodriguez is still getting paid from the Yankees. Byron, what's the difference between QBR and RTG? QBR is quarterback rating, right? What's RTG?
I don't know.
Because his quarterback rating for the Denver this year is only 45.
It can't be that low.
No. We're talking about Russell Wilson on ESPN stats. It has his RTG, though, at 101, which is what I said before. I thought that was
rating. All the stuff that don't matter RTG to me.
It's just rating.
It's just rating, and then what's QBR? QBR, quarterback rating?
Yeah.
No, it's not QBR. Is a QB rating, but it's not their overall score or their overall rating. So...
That's for one game if it's that low.
Yeah, that would be one game.
Yeah, that's got to be one game.
All right. All right, Byron, go ahead.
But anyway, let's finish kicking the Los Angeles, what do you call them again? Las Vegas Raiders, you know, what they
whatever
did. That poor guy, again, Josh McDaniels, gets a job. Let's see. He got fired at Denver after 2 years. He got fired with the Raiders after 2 years. He backed out of the job with the Indianapolis Colts, you know, because he could have been the head coach there. I guess he'll be going back to be a special consultant with the what's that team?
Patriots.
The Patriots. He'll be going back there with the other guy. But yeah, hopefully this guy will never get another head coaching job because he has proven that he sucks. He might be a little better than Brandon Staley.
No, Byron, no one is better.
A little bit better than Brandon Staley.
No one is better than Brandon Staley.
You're the worst. Just back to Russell Wilson for my point. He's 21 out of 31 teams, his rating. So he's not doing that great.
He's in the middle.
He's in the middle.
21? No, 16 is in the middle.
Oh, God.
Well, there was a stat today that came out. We're going to be stat guy. 64 different quarterbacks have played. Mm-hmm. This year so far out of with the 32 teams. So yeah, he's in the middle with 20.
Yeah, well look at Ben, our boy Daniel Jones is 26.
He's not playing, man. Come on, man. Let him go, man. Let him live, man.
Deshaun Watson's 24.
He's not playing either.
The guys that are crushing it are top guys, like we thought. Josh Allen, Purdy's number 3. Justin Herbert's number 4 with that lousy coach.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Brandon Staley is not a lousy coach. So we're going to get back on that again. I'm just letting you know.
Lousy coach.
He's not a lousy coach.
He's ruining that kid.
He has a generational talent back there. And I said this before, quarterback, and he is doing wonders with that kid.
He's doing a terrible job. He lets them miss the playoffs. He's got the kid should be number 1. They should have beat the Dolphins.
Musa, man.
Terrible job.
Musa.
Terrible job. By the way, I know the game's probably going on, but I'm picking Pittsburgh tonight, so I don't know who's winning. Who's
Kenny Pickett is not playing tonight, but you know, that's another thing.
Great.
I can't look it up.
Who'd you pick? Who you picking? The other team then?
Yeah, the other team. I'm always go opposite with you.
Yeah, who played tonight?
That hasn't worked out too well for you.
No, it hasn't.
It's Tennessee, Pittsburgh. I'm taking Tennessee.
Yeah, I'm taking Pittsburgh.
With Will Levis, the rookie quarterback, Tennessee.
Yeah.
Well, too late now. I already said it. When we switch, I can't be a buy risk.
Yeah, you can't just deny that you said it. deny, deflect.
We are hiring an intern now to go through all the transcripts, to pull out everything you say, so I can get every recorded clip from you, because I'm done. You were like, what are you talking about? Look, we're recorded.
That's right.
All right, so what do we got? Go next. So we already talked about Dallas. Okay, so this week, okay, what are the key to victories for Dallas and Philadelphia, Byron? What are the key to victories for Dallas to win? And then what are the key to victories for Philadelphia?
Dallas has to be able to hold up against the run, because the Eagles are going to try to run the ball. They have to be able to cover those receivers that they have, because Philadelphia has plenty of them. So they're going to have to be able to cover receivers. Dak is going to have to play a little bit better than he has been playing. He's going to have to be lights out, you know, to beat the Eagles. The Eagles, again, on flip it again, they're going to have to be able to run the ball, you know, throw the ball deep, you know, go deep, young man, go deep. And their defensive secondary, the Eagles has to play a little bit better than what they have been. But they should be a little bit better now since, you know, the guy has, you know, a week of practice under the new safety they got from Tennessee.
Okay, for the record, I'm picking Philadelphia, one. And I'm going to tell you the key to victory. The only way I think Dallas wins against Philadelphia is if they can get turnovers to turn into points. If not, they will not win that game. I do not believe Dak can outplay that Eagles organization, much less Jalen Hurts. And if you notice, the blowout wins that Dallas has had is because the defense had gotten turnovers that turned into touchdowns. That's my own opinion. That's it. I don't think they got a chance unless somehow they're, you know, something goes wrong and they're getting fumbles or interceptions for returns or special teams. I don't think they got a chance to beat Philly at all. I'm gonna let Eric last because that's his team. Go ahead, John.
Oh, it's gonna be Philly. Mainly because, well, you guys know I hate Dallas fans.
Good job.
Not my boss. My boss is great. She's wonderful. But I you guys know I'm going to pick Philly. I mean, it kills me to do it, to say anything nice about Philly. Sorry, Eric. Uh-oh. But I apologize, man. But I think there's just too many stallions on the Eagles. I mean, that the wide receiving core is sick. So, and I don't see the defense on the Cowboys that's going to be able to keep up with them.
And look, it just again, I'm just to repeat. If you go back and look at the wins that Dallas has had, it all was when it most of them were because of a defensive turnover that led to points.
Yep.
Eric.
Hey man, you guys said enough for me, man. I appreciate y'all. You know, I'm not here to stand on my soapbox, but you hit all my key points already. So thank you. You know, you're welcome to come down and get a cheesesteak anytime you feel like it.
Wait a minute. Tell them where to get a cheesesteak.
Yeah. No. Not Pat's, not Gino's. You gotta go to a nice spot, man.
Come on, hook a brother up, man. You can put it in some dry ice.
He's looking at your girlish figure, so I don't know if you want to hit one of those.
Put it in a dry ice box. You know, wrap it up, FedEx. I'll send you some Cuban
pastries. Bergano's is pretty good.
I'll send you some Cuban pastries from down here in Miami.
Okay, you know what? That's a deal. You know what?
I can send two because my son's a big boy. He's 6'3", 210.
And you should put that offer out there because me and Byron are about 45 minutes each away from Philly. We can be there pretty darn quick. So
I can get in a car over there right now. Go get it.
Yeah. I gotta get up in the morning.
Thanks, Byron.
You guys said enough for me already, man, and I appreciate, you know, that you guys are looking at it on a serious note, because some guys, they just get caught up in just the lights and the fame of whatever the players are. Michael Parsons, he's a really good player, but he called the Eagles fans out, and I don't know why he did that. But he about to, he effed around and he about to find out real quick. So
and here's the funny part. Jalen Hurts is 6 and Dak Prescott is 7 in the rankings.
Okay.
So, you know, what was I going to tell you is that, yeah, you know, Micah Parsons got, you know, it's a conference game. You know, he knows that this is a make or break game because it's you know, the conference is going to come down to those two teams, right? The championship. And I just, you know, Dallas is up and down. So I think that he knows that if they're going to prove anything, they have to try to beat Philly. I don't think they are, but that's the deal. No difference. Let's switch gears real quick again. What about Philly and Kansas City and Miami? That's a big game. That's a big test for both of those teams.
I'm taking Miami.
Who's the dark horse out of the NFL that nobody's looking to see come out of nowhere?
Either? Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah.
Dougie P.
Yeah.
I'd say Jacksonville.
So that would be your top four, Philly, Miami, Jacksonville, and who?
No, what do you mean for Miami? You're
talking about the NFL and Kansas City, correct?
For what?
Just say the top three teams in the league right now would be who?
I still think San Francisco's up there. Obviously, yep. Philadelphia. Yeah, I think San Francisco's up there.
Were Brock Purdy playing the way that he's playing?
I think the defense is hurting him more than Brock Purdy.
Yeah, the defense is not playing well at all.
Defense ain't playing well.
That's because they got Randy Gregory now. They
just picked up the kid from Chase Young. Commanders too.
Yeah, they got Chase Young now.
Yep.
The 49ers.
That's dangerous.
They got Bosa on one side and Chase
Young
side.
On the other side. And they are
Ohio State good. Connection, right?
Yeah, those are brothers. You know,
yeah, but Chase Young is overrated, man. He's only got 14 sacks in 4 years.
Yeah,
but they say he do a lot of off schedule plays.
Is that a deny deflecting, right, Byron? Because 2 years ago he was your like all world guy.
Well, I don't remember saying that. I don't recall.
Santiago, 2 years ago, when Washington made it to the playoffs, pull one of the tapes on Byron. Yeah,
pull the tape.
I am telling you, Byron.
I don't recall ever saying anything like that. You know, I've always said that, you know, he's overrated. I've never said that he was a great player. I don't know what you're talking about.
But your bromance, man. That's your fellow lineman.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Of course you don't. I think San Francisco's defense is letting them down. Because look, when Brock Purdy, when they lost one of that game, that's when that field goal should have been made. So that's a loss there. That wasn't Brock Purdy. He did his job. He took the team all the way down the field, got them within field goal range, in good field goal range, and the kicker missed. Can't put that on Brock Purdy. Now he's having some bad games. You know, he's having some bad games, but every quarterback, look at Patrick. Patrick played terrible the other day. Okay, he was sick. But that's Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes being sick, I'll still take over a perfect Purdy. But anyone, and if you not? Who would you take, Byron?
Come on, you're not gonna take Pat.
Who would you take, John?
Mahomes.
Who would you take, Eric?
You got it. Mahomes, that guy.
Right. So come on, man. You got to give Bird a little bit of love there because their defense was supposed to be really. I mean, was doing really good. They just something slacked down. Even Bosa, they're saying that Bosa held out that he doesn't have all that energy that he needs to have to be rushing the way he would normally be rushing. It goes back to what we said early in the season. Remember when we were saying nobody's playing pregame? So when you're holding
out, he's got 175 million reasons why he should rush the passer, Bosa.
Yeah, he does, Byron. But remember, we gotta be fair. We all agreed, and I think everybody was on here at one time when we talked about Eric, particularly you were right when we were talking about that how these guys not playing in preseason is hurting the early games in the NFL. Did everybody say that?
Yes, sir. So
if that's a true statement, it's got to be true for a guy who holds out ain't playing. Right? I mean, because if we're saying the guys aren't playing in preseason and they're signed, the guy holding out definitely not playing. He's not even running with the team.
Okay.
Was he that much a problem down there in Washington?
Who? No. We're talking about Bosa. Like, the Bosa's not still playing up to that level yet.
Oh, but they train in the offseason like crazy. They don't stop training. They seem like they train all year round. So
yeah, the training is one thing, but wait a second. But you can't have it both ways. You can't say that you're not playing in preseason and it's affecting the early season game, and a guy that's holding out who's not playing in preseason or playing anything, it doesn't affect him. They don't make sense.
You're right. I mean, you're definitely right about everything that you're saying. I mean, it's just
let's go over this real quick as we wrap this up. So who do you got? You got the Dolphins, John, and against Kansas City.
Yeah.
No, I'm gonna go with Patrick. I don't think Patrick is gonna. I think Patrick could come back. He's gonna win some wiener schnitzel. I think you're gonna see a Swifty sighting in Germany.
She's starting a South American tour, so she's gonna be gone for a while. So.
Ooh.
All right,
let's look at these conferences. All right, let's go AFC East real quick. Who do you got to win this conference, Byron? You picked Buffalo. You started with the Jets. Then you went to Buffalo. And now who? I'm picking Miami.
I'm picking with Buffalo.
All right. John?
I'm sticking with Buffalo.
Eric?
Miami.
All right. I got Miami. AFC North?
Ravens.
Ooh. I'm gonna go with the Bengals. I don't know why. I just feel it.
Ooh, to win the conference. They may make the playoffs. I don't think they'll win the conference. All right. AFC South. I'll say Jags.
Jags.
Yep. Duval.
There, buddy. AFC West. Ooh. Huh?
KFC. Hold on. They ain't gotta worry about nothing, in there.
Kansas City, yeah. Oh, look how great the Los Angeles Chargers coach is.
I tell you what,
Chargers are going to win that conference.
Hey, I want to just shout out to our fan on YouTube who told me that you guys are going to win 12 games. You got 7 games so far. You got 10 left. You better win 9 out of 10.
The Chargers are going to be 5, man. Stop being a hater.
Brandon. I really appreciate your comments on YouTube. I understand you're upset about me talking about Brandon Staley, me and my boy Joey at the Bag of Donuts, but you said they're going to win 12 games. If I'm not mistaken, 7 minus 17 is 10. Is that fair?
Yeah.
And that means for you to win 12 games, you got to win 9 plus 3 is 12, yes?
Yep.
You're being mean right now.
Okay, so for you to win 12 games, you got to win the next 9 out of 10. Is anybody on this panel thinking they're going to win 9 games out of 10? Okay. Where's my thing? Mark this day right now, November 2nd, by everybody. John, did you hear Byron said they're going to go 9-10, so there's no denying the flag?
There's no denying. Sorry, Byron. Hate to
Eric,
turn on you.
Eric,
but you know, I didn't say anything. I just...
You just what? What are you doing, Byron? Do you understand you're on video? You're raising your hands. So you're saying yes. Is that a yes?
Yes.
Okay, so now you said it. Eric, you heard him, right?
Loud and clear.
All right, 9 out of 10 with that fantastic coach going for 4th and down on the 20-yard line.
Brandon.
Defensive coach that loses a game up 27 points.
Brandon.
NFC East should be a no-brainer. Philadelphia, let's just pass through that. NFC North, I'm going to go with Detroit, man. I ate my words.
Hold on. You heard that, Byron. Now he's jumping on the bandwagon with us.
Oh, now you're coming to the dark side finally. There you go, my man.
I think they're going to win the conference. Let's see where they go from there. You know, I mean, hey, they proved me wrong. Like I said, what's wrong with being a fan and saying, hey, it's Detroit. They got to prove me right. Man, they proved me wrong when they had Cassell, they had Megatron. I thought they were going to be phenomenal. I thought it was going to be awesome. And remember, when they had Stafford, I'm a Georgia fan. I was excited for them. They let me down.
You know
they're doing a great job. Their defense is good. I said Jared Goff. I'm on tape. Jared Goff is good.
You want to hear this? We don't want you to be a get off the bandwagon. Get off. We don't want you on there.
Byron, you're a fan of 32 teams.
Yes, I am. I'm a football fan.
No, you're a fan. Yeah, whoever wins, you're finning. Okay, in the NFC South. That's interesting. Yeah. I'm gonna go with the Saints.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with the Saints too.
I'm gonna go with the Falcons since Victor.
No, I was gonna say the Falcons. The Falcons might go.
I'm going opposite Victor.
I think good. How's that working out for you in your picks?
Not good at all.
Not good at all. I'm wiping them up. NFC West. Look at Seattle. This is my point. Look at Seattle. I'm going to go with the 49ers. I think they're going to turn around.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Brock Purdy has been exposed. I'm going with the Seattle Seahawks.
You think he's been exposed, though?
Yes, he's been exposed.
I just think that defense has to step it up. All right, hold on. I want to just do one more thing before we can get on and wrap this up. Oh, a long day for me. All right, let's see. Schedule. Let's see who these brothers
got. Oh, man, let it go, man.
No, they're going to win, man. Yeah, okay. They got to beat the Jets, tough team. They got to beat the Detroit, which is your team, right? Green Bay is possible. Baltimore, tough game.
Possible.
England, New England should be a win. Denver could be tough. Las Vegas could be a win. Buffalo, tough. They got to play Denver twice. Beating the same team twice, not easy, right? Kansas City. So here's one, two, three. Possible four, and I think New York could beat them. Five losses.
Oh, man, any given Sunday, man. Any
no, but they got to lose. They lose one game to win 12.
They're going to win 12. Brandon Staley is fabulous.
He is a great coach in the history of the NFL.
Yes, he is. You should build a monument and put it alongside Vince Lombardi.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyhow, I'm just saying to you, hey, I like Herbert. I like the team. Just the coach got to go.
You got to watch out for Herbert. His brother's coming out soon. And he's not a pretty darn good player, too.
He's a tight end, right?
Tight end?
No, he's quarterback. He's also a quarterback. Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Is he tall, too?
Yeah,
probably.
Jeez, family is something. All righty. Well, thanks again for joining. And congratulations for both the Broncos, John, and your win. Congratulations to Eric and the Philadelphia fans for their win. And,
what about us?
And the sorrows for the Giant fans for it's another game. There's two games we should have won, Byron. We should have had. And again, should have, would have, could have, don't matter. Join us next week. All right, hold on a second. Hello? All right, good. Somebody stop buzzing. Is it me? Buzz?
I don't hear anything.
I keep hearing a buzzing noise. All right. Well, join us next week, next Thursday at 8 p.m. streaming live at what time, Byron?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. Streaming live on YouTube and on Facebook. We are on Stitcher, Spotify, YouTube. Please follow us on all your channels on YouTube, on Twitter. Say hello to Uncle Eric. Uncle Eric's out there.
Yes, he is.
And John's boss. I'm sorry for your loss this Carrie. Sorry for your loss this weekend in advance. Enjoy the show. Gemma, I want to say thank you for coming on. Eric, as usual, it's always been good. I'm really happy to see someone winning. And again, I'm excited to see this Dallas Cowboy game and see what they got. I think I think it's Stephen A. Smith's going to have a fun day the next day after Dallas. Because he does not like – he's going to the game. So, all right, gentlemen, you have a good night. God bless. Don't forget, Wounded Warriors Project, they were kind enough to send me a nice little medal for everybody who contributed during my father's time passing. And I'd like to say good night, and God bless you guys and your families, and enjoy the show. And please spread the word. Let people know to, listen to our show, subscribe to the channel, come on board, and we'll talk to you soon. Follow along.